This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, you'll notice in the notes if you scroll down today at robertscottbell.com, we're updating the calendar of upcoming events. And this very Saturday is known as the 20th of May, March Against Monsanto. Worldwide, global event, and probably in a city near you. I'll be attending the one in Orlando. I hope to see you there. We've just added Justin Harvey asked me to keynote speak there. And I'm going to talk about the power of the individual to end the era of GMOs. That's right. Not the power of government, not the power of corporations, the power of the individual to end the era of GMOs. I hope to see you there, and I hope if you can't make it to Central Florida, then wherever you are, if you go to march-against-monsanto, I believe it's .com or .org, Superdome. You always got those end things. I never know which way to go with those. But
march-against-monsanto.org, I believe it is.
.org, okay.
Let me verify
that for you. Yeah, verify it. You can find an event near you. Also, we've got an event.
Oh, no,
coming.
No.
It's .com? Is it .com?
It's not a .org. It's a .com.
.com. Okay. March-against-monsanto.com. So that's coming up the 20th. Hope to see you. There's going to be a big after party at the Orlando one at the Dandelion Community Cafe, which will be a lot of fun. All organic, non-GMO food there. So bring the family out for that. It's at Lake Eola Park in Orlando. Now, the Cancer Prevention Convention, the second annual one by Stephanie and Josh. They are doing a great job up there in Detroit. It'll be on a little island in between Detroit and Canada. So it'll be kind of halfway to Canada in a sense. And we'll get you the details, but I do have a link to the Eventbrite page. And as far as I know, Ty Bollinger will be there with me and others. We'll get you more info on that. That'll be happening Sunday, August 27th. So through the summer, we'll get up to Detroit on August 27th. We'll put the word out for Marlon Glenn and family to see the whole family up there. We love to see them. So that's upcoming. There'll be more. We're going to add to the list, so you keep checking back in. As Super Don said last hour, please sign up for the free email alerts. We don't send emails that often, but if you had been on the list, you would have gotten a sneak preview of the Increase Your Energy Summit that I'm participating in, hosted by Steph Jensen. And we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com today. Send it out through social media as well. It's absolutely free. It started yesterday. I think my interview is going to be airing on Friday. But
so you've got the rest of the week. You've got
you don't want to miss everybody else. I mean, there's some good stuff happening. Of course, I mentioned the things I don't get to talk about on my own show because I don't like to make this show about me, even though it's my show. It's not like the spotlight look what he knows, right? I'm happy to share my knowledge, but sometimes it takes like Cap Morgan on a Freshman Friday to dig deep and go, hey, Robert, what do you think? You know, because we're responding to stories out there in the news that lend itself toward health issues primarily, and to give you some insights, how you can walk through life with less fear, because you understand it's not a random act of whoever that you're ill, if you are, and that there's a pathway to get out of it. And so we'll check with Miss USA next to see what she thinks about it. What did you think yesterday? I thought we had a real ally in Miss USA, Washington, D.C., right?
It's amazing what a day can do, right?
What a difference.
I mean, listen, there was a huge backlash, you know, against her on Twitter and on social media. And so apparently she was on Good Morning America with what's the name of the guy that's on Good Morning America, the ex-football player, Strahan?
I think. Oh, he was on with Michael Strahan. I bet he was eyeballing her.
Yeah. So for those of you who may have missed it yesterday, listen to what it was that she said that got us, you know, we were kind of scratching our heads going, wow, you know, this is amazing for a Miss USA. Mm-hmm. And then listen to her backtrack to a complete 180.
Do you think affordable health care for all U.S. citizens is a right or a privilege, and why?
I'm definitely going to say it's a privilege. I would like to just take this moment to truly just clarify. I am privileged to have health care, and I do believe that it should be a right. I hope and pray moving forward that health care is a right for all worldwide.
Oh, man, where do I start? Where do I start? Exactly. You know what? I think she's being sincere today about what she said yesterday. I don't think she's being inconsistent. I think she was misunderstood. Yeah. I just my interpretation of what, as I'm listening to her, as she said it yesterday, she feels privileged to have health care because she has a job. She works with the Nuclear Regulatory Agency, which, by the way, is going to give a lot of people a lot of problems, what that nuclear industry is doing in terms of elevating cancer rates. But never mind that, Miss USA, Miss Washington, D.C. She said, I think it should be a right. That's interesting. She didn't say it was a right. So I'm gonna give her a little prop there.
I'm going to agree with you because, you know, when these ladies get up on the stage, they get hit with these questions and they don't really have time to prepare. It's just like, what do you think about X, Y, and Z? Go. And they've got 30 seconds to put together under pressure. The answer that they're going to get scored the best on so they can try and win the pageant, right?
Sure. And I think they're very much thinking about how will my message be received, right? When they think about it, it's like not only what they want to say, but how, like, world peace. I got to say world peace because that'll get everybody. I got to say global warming. Oh, that'll get her. But for her to say what she said and win, I'm thinking, no. She would have lost if they perceived her to say that health care is not a right or shouldn't be a right. She just said, She meant to say she felt privileged because she has a good job with great health care, supposedly, and then she wanted to make a clarification today about that because she was being pilloried by people, not like me, because we were praising her for acknowledging the difference between a privilege and a right. But even today, I'm not going to, you know, diss her too badly because she didn't definitively state health care is a right. She said she would like it to be a right. Now, how do you make something a right? You can't, because a right is something inherent properties. You know, if you live in on a planet that has gravity, okay, lead is going to be heavy. The element lead is going to be heavy. You can't take heavy out of lead unless you take it into a gravity-less environment. So it's an inherent property is what I'm trying to say. So we're here on planet Earth, and the right to what is not health care. What they're talking about is health insurance or coverage, although some people on the left, maybe a lot, maybe all, maybe half the people even on the right now say, yeah, you know, we should just have universal coverage, single-payer system for a monopoly, a medical monopoly. And they won't acknowledge the medical monopoly and how devastating that is to quality of care, much less the cost of care. There's no efficiency. There's no innovation. And, of course, with the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program that was set up in 1986, you have an industry of production of vaccines that has no incentive to make a product that is safe, if it can be at all. And so the idea that you want to turn health care into a right is wrongheaded. I get it. I understand. And I'm not going to criticize Miss America or Miss USA about it so badly because, okay, you can want to have it. Wouldn't it be nice, right? Okay, we could ponder that. But to actually make it happen would not be nice because it means you are fully enslaved in a system that is the third, second, or first leading cause of death. Dr. Bittar agreed with me last night when we talked advanced medicine, even though the peer-reviewed literature says modern medicine by statistics is the number three leading cause of death in America. it's actually number one because it contributes greatly to the number two and number one leading cause, according to the other peer-reviewed literature, that is heart disease and cancer. The things that modern medicine does, the things that really good health insurance does, do or does for you, will facilitate access to a form of medicine that is just as likely to contribute to disease and or kill you in the process of being called healthcare by naive, young and old, political leftists, globalists, what we call collectivists, really. But again, many on the political right and the Republican Party have now given up on that ideal that healthcare is not a right. It's not even an ideal. It just is the fact. It's not a right. You want to make it a privilege? You want to turn us totally socialized? Just come out and say that. If that's what progressivism is, it's communism, it's socialism, fine. Just say that. Get with Bernie Sanders and call it what it is. Single payer is socialized medicine. If you want it, but that doesn't make it a right. Now, if you think about, what do we call it, in California, they say health care is a right, and some folks have sued the state of California because they're denying their kids access to, I'm sorry, did I say health care? I meant education. Like schooling is a right in the California Constitution. But it's not actually a right because they can deny you access to that so-called right of education if you decide you don't want to vaccinate your children with SB 277. This is what happened recently. If it was a right, they couldn't take it away. Right? You can't take away rights. Rights are yours. It's whether they let you exercise them or not. Right? Your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property. But in California now, they want to limit your freedom to be a naturopath. There's a big bill, and we have it linked up in the show notes, called SB 796, which would eliminate the use of the term naturopath. If you're a naturopath, or a what we call a traditional naturopath, not an allopathic pharmaceutical naturopath, they want to wipe you out. SB 796 would prohibit you from using that term, because they don't want competition to the licensed medical doctors or maybe even the licensed naturopathic doctors. And this bill was written in response to a licensed naturopath who injected something into a patient and harmed that patient. And because of that, they want to say the real naturopaths can't be real naturopaths. Traditional naturopathic practitioner can't be. California is a loony bin. Get out while you can. It doesn't seem to be getting better.
What happened to the crunchy granola California?
Oh, it's over. It's toast. They're all vaccinated. They're all brain damaged. They're all succumbing to vaccine violence, and they can't think clearly. Get out of California. Freedom does no longer exist there. It's a medical police state, and they only want pharmaceutical monopolies to run roughshod over the people and the children of California, whether they're naturopaths or not. If they are naturopaths, they better be from an allopathically inclined naturopathic medical school, not a traditional one that actually doesn't use drugs or toxic injectables.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
By the way, if you want to learn about that California bill trying to outlaw you using the term naturopath, naturopathic practitioner, the National Health Freedom Action Group has got an alert out, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, letting you know. Again, we love you in California. I still say get out, but we love you, but get out. In the meantime, if you could salvage any modicum of freedom, please, I'm supporting you. I just, like, get out. All right? All right, that's all I got to say.
Well, I will just say, listen, I'm a native Californian, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in the Bay Area. I mean, talk about a, you know, liberal, you know, leaning type area. Mm-hmm. And I am shocked. I mean, this type of thing, natural medicine, alternative healing, you know, meditation, yoga, energy, medicine, all that kind of stuff. I mean, that is like...
It was a ruse.
That's California.
It was just a ruse.
It's changed so much.
Dude, and it's the liberal fascist. That's what I said yesterday, and I got so upset with the left, the religious left. They've really sold out on the concept of freedom.
When you thought back in the 60s and 70s, where were the hippies at?
Yeah.
California. That's where they were.
Totally. Hey, you know what? Just to balance things out, do you want to talk about the Christian right today? Would you do that in this segment with me?
Oh, that's my favorite topic.
Get ready. Here we go.
Prostitucci on the left hand side. Prostitucci on the left hand side. It's a
bobbin. Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
Here's the question posed in the headline at BuzzFeed News. Can cannabis and Christ coexist? And some devout Southern Christians think so. Hallelujah! It's about time! The Deep South has been really behind the times in terms of embracing this plant that God created. And I've said this, our buddy, our pal Ty Bollinger, who's with me on going outside the box every hump day, and we talk about this all of the time. The need for the churches to get their head out of the prescription pill bottles and back into the Bible and realize that the plants of creation are the medicine, and that the things that men do to those things by synthesizing them and making them toxic, dangerous, addictive, and deadly are of the devil. Okay? Did I say that? Yes, I did. Can I be any clearer, Super Don?
No.
Okay. Now, you want to argue with me on that? It's like as they praise their doctor parishioners, and it's true of the Jewish synagogues. Oh, praise the doctors. Oh, you save lives. Great. If you're a surgeon in an emergency trauma center, more power and godliness to you for saving lives. I love you. But the vast majority of what modern medicine does is damaging, destructive, suppressive, and removes you from that true vital force that is the life force that comes from a creator or whatever you perceive that creator to be. So this woman, Lydia Decker, she's a devout Christian, and she found that cannabis has helped her tremendously with her ailments and illnesses. And she mentions Genesis 1:29, talking about the plants, right? The plants of creation. And she's willing to go out and tell anybody among her Christian brethren, sisters and brothers, that cannabis is not a sin. We were lied to. We were all lied to. And yet, she's in Dothan, Alabama, and this article out of BuzzFeed's covering in Macon, Georgia, Dothan, Alabama, the heart of the Deep South, the Bible Belt, as they call it. And this is where I take issue with the Christian right, just as I take issue with the religious left when it comes to Big Pharma. These people have cognitive dissonance, and they may be, again, devout Bible believers, all of that stuff. Again, I love those who love God. That's not the point here. But when you misinterpret or just conveniently overlook because you've been duped, you've been programmed, not by necessarily preachers, because even the preachers have been duped and programmed, because let's face it, folks, even though the First Amendment says there's, freedom of religion is a fundamental freedom, they've got most churches convinced that they have to ask permission of the state to exist, to officially be recognized as a religion. Oh, please, government, can you perceive that I'm real? Right? Just like a birth certificate. What kind of nonsense is that? Record a birth in your family Bible like I did. Who needs a certificate? Oh, they're not real until they're certified by the government as real. Really? I see my kid breathing. That's pretty darn real. So the use of cannabis as a plant coming from creation versus the use of synthetic toxic substances that are addictive and deadly, created by man, not by God. And you want to weigh that out and go, which one is a sin? I'm just asking you. You want to comment on me? Go ahead, call me, 866-939-BELL, or leave a comment at the website, robertscottbell.com. Let me know what you think about cannabis, if you haven't already. We'll be back with the Raw Milk Wars after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Especially for our new listeners, Ty Bollinger and I wrote a book called Unlock the Power to Heal. If you don't know about it, it's available at Barnes & Noble online and Amazon online. Also, you can get the e-version of it if you go to unlockthepowertoheal.com, unlockthepowertoheal.com. And that'll be, well, a good way to learn more about some of the things that I know and Ty knows and what we put our heads together to put out for you. It's a great little book, and there's a lot of great stuff in there. Now, as we're following along on Twitter as well, you can send us messages through Twitter or Facebook or go to the Robert Scott Bell Show website at robertscottbell.com. And we were talking about that prank, that pineapple prank last hour out of Scotland. Remember that, Super D?
Yes,
and,
yes.
And someone named Sarah Thornton, at Kiki underscore Thor, okay? When we talked about that, she says she immediately thought of Jerry Doyle and the grapefruit. Jerry Doyle and the grapefruit. And I thought, wow, what memories are flooding back in with that?
You, now, you remember the what that's about?
Vaguely. I mean, I wasn't as you know, you actually produced the show or helped produce the show for a while as well. I just appeared on it more often than not. But JD was a good friend of the program, good friend of mine, and we miss him terribly. His energy is still here, as I know for a fact. It really is with us. And boy, what a mind he had. What a prankster he was in terms of how he looked at life and how he communicated. But I think if since you were on the show and helping him out for a time as well, maybe you can update people. Where did that concept come from about the grapefruit and Jerry Doyle?
Jerry had, he coined this phrase called the grapefruit mentality. And Jerry had this thing, like this observing the public's fascination with like celebrity court cases and, you know, trivial subjects that would hog the media limelight, right? And so he coined this phrase grapefruit mentality. And a good example of what this mentality is like the flocks of people that will come from all over the country to places where there are media reports of like the Virgin Mary on a tree, you know, or, yeah. or, you know, on a piece of toast or something. Right. And so the phrase was coined when he used, an exaggerated example that people would journey from all over the country to see a grapefruit that TV had been airing every night. because hey, it's been on TV every night, and so you know people knew that the grapefruit will be at 313 Main Street and whatever. People would come from everywhere to come see that grapefruit that had been on TV every night, and so he called that the grapefruit mentality, which I thought was pretty brilliant.
That's hilarious, dude. I just like I said a great mind, great humorous intellect as well that we lost with Jerry Doyle. But, J.D., I know you're up there listening, and I appreciate you so much even today. Won't ever forget you. So thanks for that that tweet as well. Nice memory coming back through Kiki underscore Thor on Twitter. Now, you want energy, right? Everybody wants energy. Anybody say, I got so much energy, I got too much energy. How often do you hear that, Super D? How often have you said, I got so much energy, it's ridiculous? Too much energy.
It doesn't really happen much.
Listen,
honestly.
This is the kind of memory I wish I had of childhood. Because if you're really healthy, and this could be in adulthood as well, you have energy and energy to spare until you exhaust yourself through effort. Like if you work the farm all day, by nightfall, you're ready to fall asleep. I mean, I've worked hard in days like that. It's not often when you're... If you're doing like radio like I do, but I'm out in the garden too, and I'll go out and bike and do different things. But a lot of us in this era are more, not even pencil pushers now, we're just typewriter pushers that aren't typewriters, they're just keyboards, right? So we don't really expend a lot of energy, yet we're still lacking in energy. Why is that? And that's one of the reasons I did that energy, summit that I want you to sign up for. It's free.
That's right.
And I'll be featured this Friday, but you can sign up and already listen to folks started yesterday. So go to robertscottbell.com. I think the URL is tinyurl.com/RSB Energy Summit. That'll get you there. Or you can just, go to the website and link up there. Now, another way some people are getting energy is by drinking milk. You're thinking, weird. That's weird, Robert. What do you mean drinking milk? You get energy? There's no caffeine in milk. Well, real milk, and I say this very seriously, real milk. The only real milk is raw milk, if you're going to consume it as a food. However, it works for you. Now, everybody is a little bit different. Some people can thrive on raw milk. I think it is in the Maasai tribe in Africa. These are huge people, and they live on, I don't know if it's yak milk and blood, I mean, from the animal. I mean, they are just consuming this stuff, and they're massive, right? No coronary artery disease or anything like that. But when you alter the milk proteins through heating them, pasteurization, you alter also what is available in terms of nutrient content. What makes it a valuable food for all mammals, for instance? Now, again, I know, I hear you. There are people out there that say milk is only good when you're a baby. We're the only species that drinks milk after weaning. But it is a legitimate food for people, and the people that do well on it know it, okay? But if you're consuming RBGH and antibiotic pus-infested pasteurized milk, homogenized as well, you might as well be drinking poison, in my opinion. It is not fit for human consumption. Yet the FDA feels the raw milk in disagreement with me. Can you imagine, Superdon, the FDA disagrees with me on anything? Why would they do that?
Would have never guessed.
I know. It's a shocker. But the fact is, the FDA, oh, no, raw milk, stay away from raw milk. The only milk you should drink has been killed, neutralized through heat, pasteurization, because they're afraid you're going to get a bacterial infection. And yet, my family has been consuming raw milk for many years. My kids have been consuming raw milk for many years. We have a local farm. We go out and we get our self-help gallons of raw milk. Of course, it's for the animals. My kids are my animals sometimes, so it's okay. And, you know, no issue. Now, is that to say that there could be a problem that if you have raw milk and it spoils that you might not get a little sick? Well, of course, that's true of anything that spoils. But there are ways to care for the milk to be sure that you're close enough to the point of production and that it's been transported to you in a safe manner and you continue to store it safely before it's out of date or it's all used up. But this is not a libertarian culture anymore. We are a nanny state protectionist culture. We believe the government has to protect us all from everything, even from ourselves. So there's an interesting thing here, and Natural Blaze has a great article about this, and you can read about the milk wars. The battle is on. Farmers' raw milk versus big dairies pasteurized. Now, our good friend, Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, has been engaged to help write a petition to the FDA based on Donald Trump, President Trump, and his executive order about his memorandum, however you want to call it, about regulations. Right? Look at the regulations and be biased to reduce the interference with the American people and the economy as much as possible. And with that in mind, I believe Jonathan helped to write this with a group to put in a petition to the FDA about enforcement about the interstate transport of raw milk, unpasteurized milk and cream. And they say, you know, why couldn't you put the burden on the consumer? And I don't mean this in a negative sense. I mean, it means like if I'm consuming raw milk in that context, couldn't I read a label that the FDA mandates to put on? Again, I'm not into mandates, but I'm just kind of trying to be reasonable here. Because you know me, I'm not usually reasonable at this. It's liberty or bust, right? Trying to have a reasonable dialogue and discussion and go, all right, can we find a happy medium here? How about you put on a label that says this is raw and it may contain microorganisms that can be harmful for some, right? Just put out on the label. And then, hey, for safe handling, if you want to do what the FDA says, here's how you pasteurize it at home. Cook it at 145 degrees or so for about 30 minutes. And then it'll tell you exactly what to do. And then you get to decide. So you aren't mandated by the government to only have a dead product and then become somehow a contraband illegal carrier because you don't want to drink it cooked. You want it raw as it's been consumed, by the way, in the Bible. The land of milk and honey. Do you think they were pasteurizing and homogenizing milk that was written about in the Bible? I don't think so. Those that figured out how to store it, they stored it in silver flasks. Because silver also is a broad spectrum antimicrobial and prevented the spoilage, the premature spoilage of milk and other products. So there are ways that we could, in a more liberty-minded society, I mean, after all, isn't that what America was founded on? I said it before, I say it again, spiritual freedom. Some will say, well, that's religious freedom. Is that different? I guess, I mean, you can nuance and parse any definition of a word, but I think spiritual should be outside of the realm of regulation, as I think religion should as well.
I think I would draw the difference between religious freedom and spiritual freedom is that religious freedom is, you know, it points to religion, right? So it's like, I want the right to be a Catholic. I want the right to be able to pray. I want to whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. Spiritual freedom, you don't need freedom. I mean, to be spiritual, mm-hmm. you can do that without opening your mouth, you know? You can do that without walking into a building or wearing a uniform or carrying a book or anything like that. To be spiritual is something that people can't see. You
right,
know,
but
it's something
but,
that's on the inside.
You're bringing that up, though. It's very interesting, and it's an uncomfortable discussion for some to have because sometimes the most religious people are the least spiritual people you ever meet.
Exactly, yes.
Right? So it's sort of a nuance of the language, and I get where you're going with that, Super D. But my argument is really only in terms of regulation of either religious or spiritual behavior, however you define it. That this was not a land that was supposed to limit your ability to express yourself religiously or spiritually. As long as, remember, that libertarian principle, you're not using force or fraud to violate the rights of somebody else, right, in the process or expression of your religious or spiritual beliefs. But that's the beauty here. If you grant others the freedom that you would want for yourself, now you're living a spiritual life. Isn't that interesting? And, of course, those who want to prohibit you from accessing the plant called cannabis, I would argue, are not being very spiritual, right? Because they're prohibiting the freedom of other souls created by God to access a plant created by God for whatever purposes they deem is right for them.
I would venture to say that the people that are having a problem with cannabis are not being spiritual. They're being religious.
Okay. Well, I mean, listen, there you go. If you want to take on Super Don now, go ahead. Take him on that argument and see who's who wins.
What's the difference? I don't understand.
Well, call us, 866-939-BELL, and you can always leave us a message even when we're off the air. Or just go to the website, robertscottbell.com. Comment on our commentary. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll respond accordingly. Usually nicely, sometimes in outrageous fashion, sometimes very silly as well. And then we're going to be drinking our raw milk all the way home. By the way, I want the cows eating cannabis too. Yeah, I don't mind. CBD in the milk? Absolutely. All right, back to wrap it up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, we got a drug update. That's not the one we like, which is not technically a drug. It's a plant. It's an herb. Cannabis, CBD. But
Wait a minute. Isn't cocaine natural from a plant?
No, it's processed to the point of synthetic. No, it's not the same thing anymore.
No. Cocaine isn't synthetic.
Well, listen, I'm not an expert on the subject like you, Super Don, so what am I going to say? I don't know.
You know, that would be like saying that, like opium. Opium comes from a flower, right?
Well, yeah, opium extract versus heroin, right?
Magic mushrooms, those are natural.
Oh, good Lord, this is not where we were going with this update.
Oh, all right, I'm sorry. Okay.
My producer throwing me the curves here. I don't know where
to educate you on cocaine.
I guess so. No, I don't want. All right. Police bust the driver. This is in Florida. Okay. They bust the driver with cocaine. And so he's got like these two small bags on his seat. And as the cops coming over, he's trying to hide it with his cell phone. I don't know how small the bags are or how big his cell phone were, but it wasn't hiding very well. And so as the driver. And the sole, I guess the sole occupant was questioned, as they say in this story.
Mm-hmm.
He described Ossifer is just residue, cocaine residue.
Ossifer?
Yeah, just cocaine residue.
It's
right?
Not cocaine. It's
and by the way,
residue.
When we talk about energy, cocaine, not the answer. Not the answer. Yeah. Not at all, right? But this officer's name is Glass, right? Officer Glass. This guy in the car says to Officer Glass, hey, listen. If you look the other way, I'll get you a hookup. Now, at least you think that this guy is going to offer him cocaine, which would not be a good idea. Don't offer him a couple of this stuff.
No.
He's like, no, he's not going there. He's like, look, I guess he doesn't look up on it.
He's trying to bribe him. He's trying to bribe him. So now, normally, if you think of a bribe, what would somebody bribe a cop with to get him to look the other way?
I guess somebody could say, here's some drug stash, but not a good plan.
Well,
normally
money.
Money, right? Money, right?
If it's a female driver, she might try and, maybe do a little hanky-panky
favors, right? But no, this wasn't the case.
Right. Okay.
This guy that's busted said, dead to rights. He's like, listen, if you look the other way, I can get you the hookup on some Taco Bell. Yes. Yeah, I'll get you a burrito. What? Are you kidding me? It wasn't even Chipotle? Come on, what do you think I am? So the officer said, thank you, but, he evidently likes Taco Bell, but said, no thanks. You're busted, buddy. I just like, of all the things, it happens in Florida. How embarrassing. But you get pulled over for that, and you're going to offer him cocaine. Listen, if you want to know how bad that stuff is, all you got to do is listen to this guy.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Remember Rick James?
That was Rick James. Yes, it was.
Yeah. That
cocaine
took
hell
him
of
out.
Drug.
Took him
and
out.
Rick James would know.
He would know. Don't.
Rick
don't
James
do
would
drug.
Know. He did some crazy stuff while partying on the cocaine.
Here's a good time to remind you folks that in states that have legalized cannabis, the drug addiction rates have dropped. Opioid addiction rates have dropped. Cannabis is not a gateway drug to harder drugs. It's a gateway off of harder drugs. And, folks, you can get CBD in all 50 states. I want you to go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. Not going to make you high. And it's, the right dose for you is the right dose for you. You got to figure it out, whether it's anxiety, whether it's seizure disorders, whether it's intense pain. You got to figure out the way to use this. But we've talked about it on the air. We've got a lot of archives with great experts on this issue. And I want you to plug into it, pluscbdoil.com. RSB15 gets you 15% off because you're a listener of the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you can't find it at a local health food store, which I'd like you to do, support your local health food stores, mom and pop stores, the backbone of healing in this country. Outside of naturopaths who are not injecting you with toxic vaccines. But this is the place where we talk about these things very candidly, openly, honestly. And if you have a question, I'm urging you, I'm asking you, come on, bring it. Go to robertscottbell.com, submit your questions, sign up for email alerts. We got the Energy Summit this week. We'll get other events coming up. The Cancer Prevention Convention this Saturday. We have the March Against Monsanto. And I'll be speaking at the one in Orlando. I hope that you'll find one wherever you are. March-against-monsanto.com will get you there. And you can find out if there's something happening in a city near you. All right. The individual and his power to say no to GMOs and crush that industry just by not participating in it. That's the power you have. Power of consent. Folks, this is it for today. We'll be back with Outside the Box of Ty Bollinger tomorrow. And I'm here to remind you, because it's the God's honest truth, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.